Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you for trying to buy some time. I was trying to find a little cream for that coffee, Dave Hyde, since you've been in here from the Sun Sentinel. Good morning. How you doing?
You're not robbing the refrigerator, Joe? I mean, that's what you usually do.
Hey, there's a lot of bad blood because everybody's buying it, and within a day, it's gone. And so they're like, you're drinking the most, and you're not replacing it, and it's your turn. And you know, I put a couple in there, and they were gone quickly. And yeah, so we got a little cream problem in here that's going on. Anyway, hey Dave, we got a lot of stuff to get to. Liam Eikenberg last night, my phone blows up that we signed Zach Wilson and Liam Eikenberg is the only reaction I got. What was your thoughts when Liam Eikenberg signed back up?
Really? Are we doing this again? No. I figured they would sign one of their three backup guards who started last year. I mean, as a backup.
Yeah.
This is their plan. So I mean, not a great surprise. What I'm assuming is they get another starting caliber guard, so Eichenberg isn't starting, because we saw, look, they were very clear after chuckling at the media last year, last August, Chris Greer was very clear we need to upgrade the offensive line, and the guards were the obvious point of attention, so Eichenberg has to be coming back as a eighth offensive lineman, and not anything more than that.
I would agree that you would hope, and I'm going. You still have a draft, so don't read too much into the free agent stuff, because it's been thing that's been consistent. You wrote an article about it. Is they haven't spent a lot of money on guys. They've kept it down and been responsible instead of redoing all these contracts and getting into cap hell.
Yeah, and I think this is what they should do. I mean, they have to get younger, healthier, cheaper, and let's face it, this is a 180 from what they've done in recent years in free agency. And but I think where they are with their roster, where they are with their I first thing people have to face, they're not a Super Bowl contender. I mean, they haven't won a playoff game, and you know, we all know 25 years now. Their big window past, and they need to retool with some. We say it every year, but Chris Greer has to hit on the draft. 11 picks. They got a roster demanding some youth to it. It was the oldest roster in the league last year, and he went out and signed a lot of, you know, guys at the end of their career. You know, some guys like Calais Campbell were great signings. Others, Jordan Poyer and Odell Beckham Jr. were awful signings. Poyer gave them what they expected, which was below par safety play. But you know, can he be a lot better drafting than he's been the last few years?
Well, he has to for this team now to catch up to all the different things we've tried over the last 5 or 6 years. It's back to the draft, right? It's back to, you got 11 picks, and I'm not saying those 4 seventh-round picks have to all be running around starting for you like some crazy story, but you do have to – you got to get some of these picks in
there. No, I think they do. They do need a draft like that. Look at the team. The Rams won the Super Bowl, and now they're back contending again because of the draft. The Bucks on the other side of the state, a former Dolphin guy, Jason Light, is running the show, and they won the Super Bowl, and now they're back in you know, very interesting shape as they rebuild. You know, obviously the Eagles are this winner's model, but the Chiefs. All they have one thing in common: they all have great drafts, and the Dolphins have one thing in common of mediocre teams is they don't have very good drafts.
Yeah, and we just watched Philly clear out. Because of money, they cleared out a bunch of guys on defense side of the ball. And I don't think anybody's sweating. He's going, Vic, I trust you. You developed 2 young guys last year. You're getting ready to have a draft full of defensive players. We're going to need you to get them ready to go. And that's the way they're going to do it. Kansas City's going to be doing the same thing. They grab guys and they go in and go, we need you, man. We got a lot of money on a few guys, and we need you to play at a really, really high level. So,
Yeah, that's why all the hand-wringing to me over Teron Armstead. And look, everybody loves Teron Armstead for who he is and what he's done, but you drafted Patrick Paul in the second round to replace him, and this is what good organizations do. You just got to move on and trust that you got the right pick. I mean, if you can't trust that you hit on a second-round tackle that you gave scholarship for a year, then it's time to move on from the general manager, which it might be anyways, but that's what this offseason's about.
Yes. By the way, and Bo and I spent a lot of time talking about this yesterday, Patrick Paul does need, no matter what Teron decides to do and what they pay him, if they want him to come in and be the backup tackle for both sides, because he is so good of leader, I get it, and I have no problem with him coming back. But if they're going to try to put him right back in as a starter, even though he's a better player, but his upside is gone. I mean, those knees are in trouble. You need Patrick Paul. Got 3 starts last year, played a lot of football, cleaned up a couple of other games for him when he couldn't finish. You need him to be the guy. I'm with you 100% that that's the last thing we – and by the way, even if Calais Campbell is to come back, you still want him to play, but he can't play a lot. It's just a matter of time, man. Father Time – you know, we need another guy. They need to draft it, and that needs to be a priority as well, that to find that guy. Hey, by the way, I'm with you that guard still needs to be a priority in this draft, and cornerback and defensive tackle are the all priority list here going forward, and then whatever. Hey, I'm not so sure if you can get a safety that I don't go get another safety. I don't know how you feel about that position off what you've signed already, 2 veterans.
Well, they got guys to compete for the job, right? Low salaries. Who, with some questions, the Jets guy,
Ashton, you know, Davis.
Ashton Davis. He started some games. Then the Detroit safety.
He fought too.
Melifonwu. He a cheap contract, injury history. So, I mean, you got guys to compete for the job, but there's no clear cut. Okay, there's our number one. So there's a, you know, the replacement for Javon Holland. which I had no problem moving on from him. But to me, the number one guy they got it. They don't have a corner. They don't have a second cornerback right now. And you know, that's something that if you don't have three cornerbacks, you're in trouble. And they have, look, Kohu's a third cornerback, so I get that. But they need a second boundary cornerback.
Totally agree. Totally should be a priority because there's nobody in that organization that's going, Cam Smith, you're our guy this year again. They're yeah. We're not going into that again. I am with you. Hey, by the way, will you tell Perk? I heard Perk came on the other day, was talking about Super Bowl and stuff. I don't know if you've seen him or if he's okay or anything, if you wanted to.
Yeah, I can have to talk to my man Perk about that. I heard him on with you. I heard him on with you saying, well, they got to line things up for the Super Bowl run next year. I mean,
one step at a time.
One step at a time. How many times have Dolphin fans talked Super Bowl or Dolphin players in the past few years talked Super Bowl? And it looks so out of turn when you look back that they didn't. You know, didn't even challenge in a playoff game. So let's put things on hold like that.
You know what though, Dave, is funny. I don't know if you've been out. I have days where I don't get out. Yesterday I was out with Loctite Impact, one of my sponsors, and they're all Dolphin fans, hardcore season ticket holders. Some of them, five or six of them, since the Orange Bowl. So they're going back, and they were just looking. These weren't guys wanted to rip. These were the fans that are just give me some good news, like, hey, what do you think? And yep. and they just wanted they want to block out all the stuff that see, I get the other side of it, the radio side. You probably feel like you get some of your readers or the other side of that, like, we're never gonna be good, and they're just down and out for life. But these guys are like, Joe, give me something good, like you know, what do you think of our backup if Tyreek or if Tua goes down? And they're looking, hey, well, you think Tua can play more games? Which, you know, I'm not a doctor, nor am I going to try to play one in their office. But these were really positive people looking for something. And then there's the other guy in the office going, you know, they haven't made the playoffs in 25 years. They go, oh, no, I don't want to hear that, though. Like, Joe, man, I'm all fired up for the seat. And it's like, I don't know, Dave. I don't know what, you know. I don't know what you tell everybody.
There's an annual cycle of hope that you know, everybody's angry after the season, then March, free agency. And look, I see their plan in free agency. I liked it. I liked what they did. Very conservative and restrained. Look, they can, and it tells you something, there's some inner conflict going on. They just gave Tua this massive contract. The easiest thing to have done if they're 1,000% agreed that's the way to go would have been to redo his contract. They could have got 30 more million in free agent money and spent that. Instead, they drew a line and say, no, we need to see more from Tua and have an exit ramp in case things go wrong. Yeah. And I think that's the right thing to do. So, but to your point, there is a cycle of hope in the offseason that free agency, then the draft, they fill holes.
Yeah.
You see if guys are better, and I'm not going to take that from the fans. There should be hope going into a season, but I mean, just hold off on that Super Bowl talk.
Yeah, no, that's, we call that Perk talk. Yeah, not to pick on Perk, he's still sleeping, you know, as an old guy here in the offseason.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, so let's get to the other topic here with the Miami Heat getting ready to take on the Celtics tonight. First of all, did you think they were going to struggle this much when they lost Jimmy Butler? Did you think it was going to be this kind of drop-off?
No, I thought there would be we're going to show them effect, right? We're going to show what we can do, and a couple guys would step up, and that old Heat magic would take hold. And I didn't expect them to be great or anything, but I thought, you know, the sixth playoff spot wasn't out of reach for them if things go right. Instead, it's been a... it's been a catastrophe for them, and just it's the same story every time. You know, fourth quarter they collapse, and so I'm a little surprised by all this.
Well, so just to follow it up, the Heat culture we've heard about and the development of young guys, and honestly, we've had the development's been real slow, especially with some of the draft picks. Now, some of it's been injury, to be fair, but. From Rozier to Jaime, Hawkes, some guys just aren't playing well. And by the way, it's not just me. They're not getting minutes. They're not getting the minutes they used to get. What do you do going forward with that? Is this just figure out what we have this year and we'll make in the offseason, we'll blow it up if we have to? You think that's the thinking?
Yeah, well, let's face it. If they had Jimmy right now, everybody would be complaining Jimmy's not playing in the regular season. What's he gonna? Is he going to be healthy in the playoffs?
He is now.
You know, he is now. I mean, he got his money. He found his joy. His joy was in those Benjamins, right? And so, but for the Heat, it is getting their salary cap, things no one wants to hear, getting their salary cap under control so they can make moves. Probably not this, maybe this offseason, but certainly when Rozier and his contract gets under, you know, they got out from under that. Next offseason.
Dave, they can't come back with the same group, though.
No, they'll make moves, but can they make the whale move? That's the question,
because
that's what they need. I mean, everybody loves Bam. He's a great defensive player, spotty offensive, you know, not consistent. Hero's the other way, great offensive player, and that's the type of team they have. They need this, you know, Jimmy was their only really big two-way player. And, you know, that's what you need to win. And you need great players who can play both ends of the court.
Well, Dave, man, we didn't leave him with a lot of good stuff. I tell you what, though, Bill Zito.
Let's talk the Panthers. I mean, leave him with good stuff.
No, Bill Zito. We want to leave South Florida with a good weekend here. The moves this guy has made, the most quiet GM we have in town, and this guy, everything he touches, I want to take this guy over to the Seminoles to go ahead and see how I do at Hard Rock, because this guy's hot.
He's Midas. Everything he touches, you know, of course, they win in Toronto. A matchup of the East's best teams. They win in Toronto last night, Sam Bennett with two goals, and they're down. They're down Tkachuk, they're down Ekblad, and they're down Brad Marchand now, who we haven't seen. But the point, three of their, you know, top 10 players, they're missing, and then they go into Toronto and come out with a win. So they're on course to make another deep run in spring and make me change all my vacation plans again.
Well, that's what we do. But that's what we do. We definitely want to mess that up and a little later. Spend a couple extra weeks.
Please not Edmonton. Please not Edmonton.
No, we're not going to do that again.
Don't make me take that trip. Please.
No.
You know, of course, Winnipeg's right there, too. Right up there. Is there a different? I don't know. Someone with a better part of that Canadian world will have to tell me.
Dave, thank you, man. I appreciate you you coming on. Have a good weekend.
All right, Joe. Good talk to you.
All right, Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel joining us this morning. Talk a little bit about our teams here in South Florida. Hey, South Florida Chevy dealers, never gets old talking about them. This weekend, love talking on a Friday because this weekend finally got a little time to go out and shop around. We got 14 dealerships throughout South Florida for you to have a great experience and see the SUV and the truck family. It's a great way to start. The Tahoes and Suburbans, if you just need, you can't get enough room for you and your family, and you're traveling as much as you do now and staying away from the airports, there is nothing like this new 2025 Tahoe and Suburban. They got everything. And boy, I'll tell you what, they got bigger and they got more comfortable. They got everything. And then the SUV family of the new Equinox, midsize to the 2025 Traverse. Again, that 2025 Traverse, almost downsized to it because it's got so much room, not only for your family, but for your cargo. It's got that turbocharged 2.5 liter engine to get better performance, and then right over to Silverado trucks, man. Four strong options when it comes to engines for the power you need for the work that you might be doing 5, 6, 7 days a week. We like to call it the hardest working bed in the business, and it helps conquer your toughest jobs you have coming up this weekend. Spend a little time at your South Florida Chevy dealers, especially if you're looking for a new SUV or truck. Your South Florida Chevy dealers got outstanding offers going on right now.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.